You're listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
And we start this week with a request. This is a request from Majid, who I played something by Gene last week, and he requested something more. We Could Be Kings, why not?
Believe me, oh, I'm not scared by anything but being you. I could break me, a dream, a heart, and wrench my spirit. What do I do? But so enchanting, you can better leave me. I deserve hell. So take me, do your worst and do it proper. The shell must break, so we can be kings. This planet is ours. We'd love on our side, and the keys to my car. Storm through the city.
Now, if you understood that somewhat chaotic start to the show, then you're a better man than me. But what I was basically trying to say was I got a message from Majid during the week, and I love it when people send me a message. It's at the Britpop Show on Twitter, and he said, "Hey up, David, just catching up with this week's show. Good choice with that Gene cover of A Town Called Malice. It's the first time I've ever heard it." He said, "Did you ever hear their cover version of Night Swimming by REM?" No, I didn't. I might have to check that out. He said, "My favourite Gene song is probably We Could Be Kings from their Drawn to the Deep End album. Any chance of a spin on the next show?" Look, not just a chance of a spin, got straight in with the first spin. Right, now a question for you. We always have a bit of a theme. I should warn you, I'm a bit confused this week because the microphone in the studio, it always used to be over on the left, and I knew where I was with it, and now they've moved it to the right, and now I'm all over the place, discombobulated, as Jack Black might say. All right, so a little bit of a hint now for what the theme is for this week. This is a bit of Oasis. So have you got it? Have you got what the clue is? It is 25 years since Oasis released their fourth album, Standing on the Shoulder of Giants. Not shoulders. And I remember at the time people saying to Noel that there was some sort of big message about it. Everybody at that time expected Oasis, whatever they did, there was some sort of big message in there, like the Beatles, you know, playing stuff backwards and stuff like that. And they were like, why have you gone Shoulder of Giants rather than Shoulders? Because the phrase is Shoulders of Giants. And they just said, I don't know, preferred it as Shoulder. There was nothing special about it. It was just one of those things that Noel wanted to do. Now, what were you doing? That was 28th of February 2020. What were you doing on the 28th of February 2000? We just had the new year, the millennium had turned, and the millennium bug was nothing. Remember the millennium bug? Everybody thought that cash machines were going to be spitting out money and planes would fall out of the sky and birds would fall out of the sky and everything would stop working. And it was just some big hype for the IT industry to get a load of overtime. And literally nothing happened whatsoever. So we were 2 months past that, and Oasis had released their third album, which I think I personally thought was okay. We didn't know that that was really, those first three albums were the best Oasis were really ever going to do. But they released this fourth album, and I've got to say, I'm going to play something else off this fourth album at some point today. What should I do? I mean, we've got Go Let It Out, Who Feels Love, Little James. I'm not going to play Little James. Come on. That's just one of the worst Oasis songs ever. Gas Panic, Where Did It All Go Wrong, Sunday Morning Call. Those are really the choices, I guess. Let me know, which ones do you want to hear? Otherwise, I'll just pick a random one and you'll all have to live with it. I know, slim pickings from that album, but nevertheless, it only got worse after that. So at least we're looking forward to it. I also appreciate that 2000, we are pushing the edges of Britpop. But when don't we? Right, we're moving on to Echo Belly. They're going on tour, and I'll give you the dates after I played some Echo Belly themselves. Well, if I'm being honest, I feel like the start of the show was a little bit shambolic. But don't worry, I'm concentrating now. I'm fully on it. You will see it now. It'll be polished. And like, well, that was me on a 6. Imagine me now, at least 8 or 9 at best. I promise you. Right, Echo Belly, I told you they're on tour. October 25, they're on tour to celebrate the 30th anniversary of On. It's got to be their best album, surely. Now, they are going on the 2nd of October in Manchester, New Century Hall. And then 3rd of October, they go Leeds, Sheffield, Bath, Coventry, Oxford, Southampton. And then the Electric Ballroom, I think, is Camden. Then after that, they are going to Brighton, Swansea, Newcastle, Glasgow, Stoke. And there is another one, can't quite read it, but they are definitely doing it. And Reef are also on tour, 30th anniversary tour of their album Replenish. Again, around October, November time. So started on the 16th of October in Nottingham Rock City, then Glasgow, Norwich, Bournemouth, Bristol, Southampton, Manchester, Liverpool, Tenby, slightly weird, Swansea, Leeds, Birmingham, and then finishing London, Shepherd's Bush Empire on the 8th of November. Best listen to some Reef then. Bit of Reef. Now, you don't get the, you know, place your hands on this show. You get something off their, I mean, it's off their second album, which is their best album. You get something really, you know, not, it's not mainstream, is it? I know. Right, while you all argue over what the best song off Oasis's fourth album is, Standing on the Shoulder of Giants, because it's 25 years since it was released, and it's being re-released on vinyl, I'm sure you all know. And I'm sure you also know that they're also playing some gigs sometime in the summer. I'm not going, don't care. But there's some other gigs that are going on all around. Now, Rock and Roll Circus, this one looks good. Sunday the 31st of August, Rock and Roll Circus, Don Valley Bowl in Sheffield. You have, we've got Sleeper, Cast, Embrace, Ocean Colour Scene and James. That is a lineup.
Back to the 90s.
Never saw it as the start. It's more a change of heart.
Rapping on the windows, whistling down the chimney pot. Blowing out the dust in the room where I forgot.
I laid my plans in solid rock.
Stepping through the door like a troubadour, while in just an hour away.
Looking at the trees on the roadside, feeling it's a holiday.
You and I should ride the coast and wind up in our favorite coast just miles away. Roll another, write another song like Jimmy heard the day, cried the train. Oh, la, la. Oh, la, la. Oh, la, la. Oh, la, la.
Sipped another rum and coke and told a dirty joke.
Walking like Groucho, sucking on the number 10.
A brighter day.
Tracks and find ourselves just waiting through.
So like I say, James and Ocean Colour Scene are headlining the Rock and Roll Circus at Don Valley Bowl, Sheffield, Sunday, 31st of August. Sunday? Why would they do that on a Sunday? That's a bit weird. Is that the bank holiday Monday? I don't know. Weird. Anyway. But also, you've got Embrace, Cast, Sleeper. That lineup's so good, I think we need to play one more. Let's play some Cast. Northern listeners, get yourselves to Sheffield at the end of August. That is a good lineup. Right, we're talking about Oasis and their fourth album, Standing on the Shoulder of Giants. I'm going to play another song from it. You just got to let me know which one you think I should play. In the meantime, though, people have been talking to Liam Gallagher on Twitter, and somebody called Jojo said, did you two genuinely make amends, Liam? Are we allowed to know this? And Liam said, the thing is about me and Arkid, and if you're from down south as I am, Arkid means his brother. We don't hold grudges. When we decided to call the truce, it was done, over, finished. No more talking nonsense. Let's get on with being the best band in the world again. And there were some posters going up across Manchester saying, fill in the blanks. It's dot, dot, dot. So four dots and then an S, ending in an S. Which chart-topping Mancunian band is releasing new music in 2025? Clues. Two Brothers, 2025 UK tour, Manchester City fans, formed in the 90s, multiple number one albums. While you think about the answer, let's play some of this.
Yeah.
Did you get it from those clues? Which chart-topping Mancunian band is releasing new music in 2025? Two Brothers, 2025 UK tour. Manchester City fans, formed in the 90s, multiple number one albums. It's Doves, of course, from those clues. Pretty obvious. And how do we know it's not Oasis? Well, it might be Oasis, but according to Liam, again on Twitter, AntMUFC1975 said to him, any new albums in the works, Liam, or just concentrate on the tour for now? And Liam said, not that I know of, but with our kid, you never know, as he's a super cool songwriter and is constantly writing. So he's right, you do never know. Now, I've talked about one brilliant gig up north in Sheffield. There's another one. Sounds of the City 2025 at the Castlefield Bowl on Thursday the 3rd of July has Charlatans, Embrace and The Coral. I probably can't play The Coral, although I have just played Doves, but I think Coral is too early 2000s to play, but I can certainly play Charlatans and Embrace.
Breaking, coming hits from the 1990s.
I saw you sing out your praise. Come on, LA, the sunshine of my life's been burned, and I didn't see the way. Swallow down your pride, it's wrong, and I'll help you hide. I feel sincerely you're too much, you're too much, all at the same. Oh, I know much more of what I can than what I can do. If I should fail, I'm gonna nail the blame on you. All my blame. Never right.
have to be careful when I put the microphone up on that one, because everyone sings La 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 to that one, and you put the microphone up and don't want to be singing along because that would be embarrassing. People who listened last week will know that I preempted this on last week's show, but People the Hog are back. That's right, Space Hog are back. They've announced it literally during the show. Whilst this show has been live on air, they have announced that they are back playing their first shows in over a decade. The bad news is they are in America. It's good news for the people who listen to this podcast in America. I highly recommend that you go and see them. But the bad news is at the moment they haven't announced any UK tours. They are supported by EMF. So do you want the dates? Of course you do. 14th of June, San Jose, then San Francisco, Portland, Seattle, Salt Lake City, Denver, Phoenix, San Diego, Santa Ana, Los Angeles and Las Vegas on the 28th of June. Imagine seeing Space Hog in Vegas. That would be boss. They would definitely play this. To say that I'm a little bit excited is an understatement. Apparently, when they played recently, or I could say recently, 10 years ago in London, they played In the Lap of the Gods by Queen, which is an unknown Queen song. Well, not unknown, but one that not many people have heard of or even play, which I absolutely love. And they played it. I really hope they cover that again. I'm sure they won't. But oh, just these things that I missed out on just because I didn't realise. Right, I've had a late request in from Mark. He lives in Guildford. Guildfest have a headline act, Raise Razorlight. I wouldn't normally play it, but he requested it so nicely. And also, Razorlight have a documentary on at the moment on Amazon Prime, which I watched over the weekend, and I can save you the trouble. Don't bother watching. It is rubbish.
I know a girl with a golden touch. She's got enough, she's got too much. You could have it all if you wanted. You could have it all if it matters so much. But then all is how to put you down when you're there, they're your friend. But then when you're not around, they say, oh, she has changed. You know what they mean? Well, they mean they're just jealous because they never do the things they wish that they could do so well.
Right, which Oasis song did I go for from Standing on the Shoulder of Giants? It's got to be this one, really, hasn't it? Surely.
Yeah.
With the best use of the whistle since Guns N' Roses found one for, what was it? What was that song that they did it for? Welcome to the Jungle. That's Oasis, go let it out. It wasn't all bad, was it? I know. Right, that's the end of the show. Thanks for listening. See you on the flip side.
Lying there, dying in each other's arms. Oh, you're sad too.